is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and you really can, and it's really not difficult. Well, the subject of today's podcast is, why'd you make yourself fat? You're smart. Why'd you do something as stupid as that? You know, everybody in the world is panicked. They're screaming. They're concerned. They're afraid. They're saying, we're too fat, we're too fat. Our kids are getting too fat. We're going to kill ourselves. We're going to get diabetes. We're going to overeat. We're going to live uncomfortably. We're going to have all that food in ourselves. We're going to get heart disease. We're going to die early. This is just intolerable. Being fat is the worst thing in the whole world. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, nobody knows what to do. There must be a million experts, and it seems like 4 million books and television programs about being fat and trying to lose weight, and people lose weight, the most weight, the less weight. People want to sell you something. You know what they're trying to do now? They're trying to force restaurants to put the caloric value of appetizers, main courses, and desserts on the menu, as if that's going to stop you. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of. There's no point to it. It's born out of desperation. They think those people think they're doing a good thing. They're wasting time. You know, people have forced schools to take sugary soda drinks out of school, out of the vending machines in the school, because they thought they'd make the kids a lot thinner. I told them a long time ago on my podcast it wasn't going to have any effect at all on their weight. Sure, if they want to take sugary sodas out, that's fine. But don't think the kids are going to weigh any less, because they're not. The kids are going to get the drinks somewhere else. It's that simple. Everybody wants to blame somebody. Everybody wants to do something. They want to sue somebody. They want to take food out. They want to tell you how many calories is in there. You know, this isn't rocket science. Everybody knows exactly what the problem is. Food is not the problem. Everybody knows exactly what to do. If you're fat, you've made yourself fat. Don't blame the food. The food just lays there. You know exactly what to do if you weigh 50 pounds too much. You know what to do. You just can't do it. That's the problem. It's that simple. So the problem is, and the real problem is, whether you made yourself fat or whether you're keeping yourself fat, and you're probably doing both, is why can't you stop eating? Or as I call it, why can't you stop putting all that food in your mouth? You know, intellectually you know it's stupid. You know it's idiotic. You know you're ruining your health and you're ruining your life and you can't stand it. So why can't you stop? Hey, that's the idea. Keep in mind, you made yourself fat. Your kids are making themselves fat. The whole world population is making itself fat. You know, you really don't want to hear this. You really don't want me to say this, because you want to have somebody to blame. You can't stand thinking about, oh my gosh, I did it to myself. This was self-inflicted punishment. If you think that the fast food restaurants are the cause of you being fat, tell you to do, don't go there for a month. See how much weight you lose. Don't go to a fast food restaurant, any of them, for a month. You won't lose an ounce. Not an ounce. If you think that, if you decide that not going to a fast food restaurant makes you thinner, fine, don't go, and you'll, you know, lose 40 or 50 pounds, whatever. You know it's all nonsense. The whole problem is this. People don't understand or are unwilling to admit the reason they put all the food in the mouth. Look, it's really simple. When people feel tense or anxious or concerned or nervous, and you want to feel comfortable, you know what you do? You put food in your mouth. You can call it eating all you want, but fundamentally it's just putting food in your mouth, and it makes you feel better. You've heard the term comfort food. That's exactly what it is. And when you feel tense or nervous, you can't wait to get something, hopefully that tastes good, and put it in your mouth. If you're any question about it, next time you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, ask yourself why you're doing it. Now, if you want to make yourself feel better, be happier, or just get some food into yourself, you will do it. You will get that food in your mouth because it makes you feel better. It will relieve your anxiety for a very short period of time. And then you know what? You need to put more food in your mouth. People wonder why the whole world is getting fat. It's really simple. And nobody wants to focus on it. It's not the food. The world is a far more complex place than it used to be 30 or 40, 50 years ago. There's a lot more pressure on you, your kids, and everybody you know. Business is more competitive. Everybody wants clients. Everybody wants customers. People are competing more for jobs. There are more people in the workforce. Everything is becoming more competitive. Education is more competitive. Your kids, Their grades are more competitive. Getting into college is more competitive. Little leagues are more competitive. They used to have, now they have uniforms. They have coaches. No such thing as a bunch of kids going out to play baseball anymore, or football, and whatever you want. It's more competitive. There's more social pressures keeping up with the Joneses or the Smiths. Everybody wants to keep up with their neighbors. You join organizations. They're competitive. The competitions do charitable work, just to do good works. Everybody wants to get in the act. There's financial pressures. Oh, you know, the money's hard to come by. Jobs are hard to come by. Raises are hard to come by. And the expenses always seem to be there. You need a new house. Your wife, your husband needs new clothes. Your kids need new clothes. So what are you going to do? All this causes tension. All this causes nervousness. All this causes emotional needs. And the way you deal with it, which is a problem, is by putting food in your mouth. Because that's the only thing you can think of. Your instinctive reaction is to reach out for a piece of candy or meat or cheese or something just to put it in your mouth. That's the problem. It makes you feel better for a little bit of time. Of course, you have to keep putting food in your mouth. And that's why you got fat. And frankly, that's why you're going to stay fat unless you do what I'm telling you to do, which, by the way, is 100% free. I don't want a penny of your money. That's why everyone else is fat. Logically, it's stupid. Logically, you're not that foolish. Logically, you're not saying to yourself, gee, I think I'll get fat this year. No, you want to say, I'll get thin. I'll weigh less. By the way, there's almost no such thing as losing weight permanently. Almost no one does it. Something like 97% of everybody who goes on a diet eventually regains that weight. There's a reason for it. The reason is, once you feel the emotional need to put all that food in your mouth and you do it, you become emotionally comfortable being fat. Yes, I know. You're going to say, John, that's crazy. I hate it. It makes me emotionally uncomfortable. I'm half crazy with it. I can't stand it. It's driving you nuts. Really, if that was the case, if you're really emotionally uncomfortable with it, you'd lose the weight in a heartbeat. The fact of the matter is, you become comfortable. Intellectually, you hate it. But you know, it's funny, you know exactly what to do. There is no secret here. I don't care if you do high carb, low fat, same thing with protein, won't make a bit of difference. In order for you to weigh less, you have to eliminate what I call your emotional need for food. That's the only solution. That's the only permanent solution. Otherwise, you'd be fighting a battle for the rest of your life, and you're going to lose. You know why? Because the battle is with yourself. You are not fighting the battle with fast food restaurants. You are not fighting the battle with restaurants at all or food manufacturers. It's your battle. Now, fast food restaurants and food manufacturers cater to what works. They understand that. They cater to your needs. If you just say to yourself, you know, I'm not going to eat this fattening food, let's just say French fries or apple pie or chocolate cake or whatever you want, they wouldn't be selling it. You wouldn't have it. So the issue is, how can you eliminate your emotional need to feel, put food in your mouth every time you get nervous or anxious or feel social pressures? You know, you really don't have to do it. Logically. Emotionally, you have no choice. And this is what people go crazy when I tell them, it's not your fault. It really isn't. This is an emotional need you had no control over. That's the fact of the matter. You had no control over this emotional need. If you had control over it, you never, ever would have made yourself fat. Isn't being fat the stupidest thing you ever heard of? Isn't watching your kids get fat just awful? Don't you just hate it? Don't you wish you could tell them, stop making yourself fat? But hey, you know, you're not much of a role model if you're 50 pounds overweight. So the issue is, how can you change and eliminate the emotional need for food? And I will tell you, it is fundamentally so simple that you will cry when you realize it. Say, oh my gosh, I should have done that 10 or 30 or 40 years ago, whenever, or 5 years ago. It's really simple, and it's free. Just listen to my episodes. The podcasts are free. Listen to all of them. Download them. Listen to them. There's nothing to buy. There's no money to spend. This is all free. But it's important that you understand the problem. And the problem is something you've had no control over your whole life. How to deal with your emotional needs. That's the problem. Anyway, this is John Thomas. Stick with these podcasts, listen to them, and you will learn how to eliminate your emotional need for food.